Two teams in and around us, Dan. Two massive matches coming up.
Yeah, they are massive. It's a massive week for us. We're going up there tomorrow morning, and we're staying up there up to the Fleetwood game. So we're shutting the doors basically, and just focusing on everything we can on winning these two matches.
Previously, no wins yet, but there's been chances created, there's been possession, and you've only lost by one goal each time. There's some positives to take.
There is. I think obviously we all want points on the board, and I understand that, you know, the absolute paramount importance is us staying in this division. It has been frustrating. The performances are there. We're getting spoken well of. You know, Cole echoed that at the weekend, that he hadn't worked so hard before in terms of preparing for a game, having seen us against Portsmouth. So that's all nice to hear. But however, we need to get points on the board, and we're trying our best. Obviously, we've got a big list of players out, which hasn't been ideal. And I've just got to focus on the players that are available. Their application's been excellent. They're giving it their all. So any doubts from outside about the players' desire and the fight to keep us in the division couldn't be further from the truth.
Can we have an update on some of those injuries, actually? How's Chuck's looking?
Yeah, so basically, obviously, we've got Ed and Ethan out suspended at the moment. So the bookings from earlier in the season have caught up on us, which is frustrating for me, particularly after Ethan's performance at Oldham. And Ed was good in the first couple of games, with Gilly, who's obviously out for the season, which is frustrating. We've obviously got Scott and Walshy out. And then the other four, which we're trying to get back at the moment, are obviously Tav, Chucks, Osmond and Peter. So you take Peter, he's probably arguably our best player against Portsmouth, and then we lose him after 50 minutes. Chucks, we've had for 10 minutes in five games. Tav, who's probably the best midfielder in the country for his age, we've had for a game and a half. Osmond as well. So, you know, that's been the bit that's, I can't control that. That's been frustrating, because I know if those players are on the pitch, those one goal swings can turn to draws or wins. But like I said, I've just got to focus on the players that we've got available and put out the best team I can tomorrow to win us the football match.
The players that are available, Dean Linton's been playing a lot of football recently. Good to have a leader on the pitch.
It is, yeah. I mean, Dean's been excellent since he came back in. Again, that wasn't ideal that you've got a player who hasn't played for 3 months. But what I must say is he's done a great job to get himself in the right condition, along with the medical staff. I think that we all saw against Coventry that Dean probably had 60 minutes in him, but since then he's played 90, and his leadership qualities are there for all to see. He's a club legend. Obviously, with the players that we've got unavailable, I've not been able to chop and change the team as much as I like, and I've probably had to change the system more than I'd like as well. So I haven't been able to stay with a settled system, which has got its pros and cons. So obviously, Dean's going to be massive for us between now and the end of the season, as are all the senior players.
Rochdale on Wednesday night. We've seen what they can do against Tottenham in the FA Cup. They're going to be a difficult opposition.
Yeah, I think what we all know is every game's difficult, particularly away from home. I think Keith's done a really good job there. You know, congratulations to them for getting the draw at the weekend. I'm hoping that with the extra day recovery and the fact that we've had more prep time, that's going to work in our favour. And I've looked at them and I think we can cause them problems.
We talk about teams sometimes in false position or whatever. They've got five games in hand on outside the relegation zone. So although they're bottom of the table, they could be above us.
Yeah, I think that we've got a game in hand as well on some teams. I think everyone wants points on the board. So I'm trying not to look at those kind of things, really. I know the points target we need to get to, and I know the games that we've identified that we definitely think we can pick up points. We've got seven home games left. And if we can get our players all back fit for the run-in and get enough points on the board in the lead-up to that, I think it's going to be a really exciting finish.
And it's good timing, because after Oldham last week, you must be pleased that the pitch at Rochdale has been relayed.
Yeah, it has been relayed. It's not in the condition that you might think, seeing it from the television. A few players were slipping on it as well. So we know it's going to be a difficult game, and we've got to adapt to whatever conditions that we face on Wednesday.